Good morning. This is Joe Terranova, Senior Managing Director at Virtus Investment Partners. It is my pleasure to welcome Christy Capriccio, Vice President and Portfolio Advisor at Wellington Management Corp. Ms. Capriccio represents the Fundamental Factor Portfolio Management Team that manages the Virtus WMC International Dividend ETF. I'm pleased you could join me today. Welcome, Christy.
Thanks for having me.
Christy, certainly in 2020, it has been a challenging year as this crisis of preservation has motivated companies to hoard cash, and in response to that, capital allocation strategies have significantly changed. There has been an increase to the cutting and suspension of dividends. One could offer it's unprecedented in its nature, while the hunt for yield continues to accelerate as rates remain near historically low levels. Given this backdrop, can you speak about how you mine for opportunities where there are sustainably high dividends?
Sure, absolutely. I think finding yield has always been problematic for investors and has become increasingly more difficult in this landscape for all of the reasons that you mentioned. We're seeing a higher demand for income as demographics shift, and as more baby boomers enter retirement. And on the supply side, of course, global central banks have kept rates low for some time to manage economic cycles. So we're seeing the supply demand dynamic that's making it very difficult to achieve those income goals for investors. And I think what a lot of investors are facing is an income trade-off or an income opportunity cost, where achieving that income in their portfolio often means either sacrificing return potential or taking on additional risk, or in some cases, both. So on the return side, companies that pay these higher dividends often have lower earnings growth, which can mean lower returns over time, especially in the environment that we've been in where growth is leading the market. And in terms of increased risk, what you see in most of these traditional income strategies is taking on increasing levels of concentration risk. So, for example, many of the traditional equity income strategies tend to be value-focused. They tend to have an overweight in sectors like financials and utilities. In the international markets, they tend to be overweight different geographies that pay higher yields. So really what we're looking to do is achieve this income goal while balancing off some of those trade-offs.
So hearing that, it makes me think about the balance between risk to reward. And how is it exactly that you manage those trade-offs?
So at Wellington, we use our proprietary factor and risk management platform to identify and evaluate some of the factor characteristics that each stock exhibits. So factor characteristics can include things like value, growth, quality, tilt. They can also include things like region, sector, and market cap. So we're starting with preferences. This is an income-focused strategy. So we're tilting toward stocks that have above-average yield and lower beta to broader markets. But we also have a preference in order to diversify some of those risks to broadly diversified across a set of different regions and sectors and market caps. And also importantly, we want to avoid companies that we think are at risk of not paying their expected dividends. So balancing those trade-offs comes in after we're identifying those characteristics of the stocks we're looking at. So the balance is in combining stocks with diversifying and complementary characteristics. For example, a lot of the highest yielding names are concentrated in financials, reside in the UK, and have a value bias. So we have to be selective among those names about which of those names we want to hold. One of the names we currently like is a UK-based asset manager, and we like this name because it has a high dividend yield of close to 10%. It tends to be a higher beta name, but it also provides some small cap exposure, which is a great diversifier to some of the other names in our opportunity set. On the flip side, we own a consumer products company that has a below market yield, so about 2.5%, but we're giving up some of that yield in order to get some diversification benefits. The name screens really well for quality, really well for low volatility, and that helps to balance out some of the value bias of some of the other names that we hold. So we're really trying to constantly work across these trade-offs of higher yield, but also providing good diversification.
And I have such a strong appreciation hearing you use that word diversification. It seems to be that that's what differentiates you from other managers. But if you could share a little bit further in terms of differentiation, traditional and active and passive peers, how is it exactly you differentiate yourselves?
Sure. I'll make three observations here in terms of how we're differentiated. The first is we tend to be a bit more risk balanced, with less concentration risk, with strategies that just have yield hurdles for the names that they hold. The second differentiator is we're a bit more flexible. We're more solutions oriented, meaning we're focused on the output that we're provided for clients, not necessarily the input of every name that goes into the portfolio. So we don't have these growth, valuation, quality overlays, which ordinarily would limit some of the yield that you're getting in order to get that diversification. And then lastly, this is managed by a team at Wellington, highly tenured team with a background in risk management that are utilizing technology and 15 years of their proprietary factor research. So we think you're getting a real benefit to that fundamental and that factor research over a passive strategy that has a yield target or has a growth overlay.
So with the fundamental factor, is it purely quantitative process?
It's not. So we're incorporating consensus forecasts of dividends per share, and we actually prefer a fundamental view of the sustainability of dividends, which we are informed by our broader investment base at Wellington. So it's a very well-rounded approach.
So, Kristy, before we let you go, let's talk a little bit about international opportunities. Share with us your thoughts and the potential for opportunities there.
This is a question that comes up a lot. I think there are a number of advantages to investing in international equities. Historically, they've offered higher yields than the U.S. market. They provide additional diversification benefits. They tend to trade at cheaper valuations, especially in the recent decades. But I think especially today, if you think about amidst the global pandemic, with a potential second wave, with the U.S. election approaching and likely to generate some increased volatility and uncertainty in domestic markets, I think diversifying across regions and countries makes a lot of sense. Additionally, what we think going forward could be a catalyst for international outperformance is the expectation of a weaker U.S. dollar. So we think international is a great opportunity set, especially for a dividend-focused approach. That said, international investing, especially with the international dividend landscape, presents its own set of issues as different regions and sectors experience varying degrees of dividend cuts or dividend suspensions. And we believe this creates a great opportunity for an active manager that can take a much more balanced approach to that income growth and risk.
Kristy, I want to thank you very much for your time and your thoughtful insights about Wellington's differentiated approach to international dividend investing. To learn more about Virtus WMC International Dividend ETF or any of the Virtus investment solutions, please visit virtus.com.